This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, shall we start?
Hi.
Yeah, hello Tijani, this is Fahd. So actually we are waiting for our chair, Waleed. I just pinged him on Skype, so let's wait for a couple of minutes, maybe 2 to 3 minutes, and give Waleed a chance to join us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Waleed. I'm sorry, Fahd.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yes, Michael.
Hi, this is...
Yeah, hi.
I assume you know who this is. Yeah, this is Michael.
Waleed
is also having trouble getting in. I'm having trouble connecting to the Adobe Connect room, and so is Waleed. I don't know if anybody else is having trouble as well.
Well, so it's working perfectly fine from my end. I just sent Waleed the toll-free numbers for Sweden. So for those who are actually facing issues joining the Adobe Connect room, you can either dial in one of the toll-free numbers that I've shown on the BitLink on the invite, or you can just use your Skype account, dial into one of the USA toll-free numbers, and then you can access the call. So, I mean, these are other options. But I think Waleed will be joining us here. I think I can see Waleed on the call now. So, Waleed, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. I don't know why the problem is continuing. I'm trying to log in using Adobe Connect, but it's not getting me in.
So I'll submit a ticket to my IT department, and let's hope that it gets resolved.
Is there enough people to start? Because I can't know how many people we have. I think we are five, so including me and you, three others.
Yeah, so we are 16 on the call at the moment, Waleed. I think the five you can see are the ones who dialed in via Global Meet. So yeah, there are 16 participants, and we have three ICANN staff members. And the slides are on the screen, so you can just ask us to flip the slides when you want to move on to the next slide, and you can start the call.
Okay, good. So, yes, let's start the call. Let me just prepare my own slides so as to know where I go. So we'll just start with the first slide then, which is basically the space discussion. I don't know who is on the call, so I wanted to know if we can begin with having Tijani or Farzana begin to chime in on this topic. But if there are none, so I can just proceed. Can you confirm if...
Yes, Waleed, so both Farzana and Tijani are on the call.
Good, very good. So maybe I could give the floor to... perhaps Farzana, since she is leading the efforts in drafting the statement, and also to Tijani to chime in later. So perhaps, Farzana, are you available to update us?
Yes, Waleed, I am.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, hi everyone, it's Farzana Baghi speaking. Tijani Valen told me to write the statement for the Middle East space that we are going to have in Abu Dhabi, if I can jurisdiction, as we had suggested on the mailing list. I wrote the statement, it's a draft statement, based on the work of the work stream 2 on jurisdiction. If you are following... Meaning that group, they have a very interesting discussion going on about ICANN jurisdiction. I'm very much involved. We are making some recommendations as to the sanctions and how we can overcome that, because ICANN, especially U.S. Jurisdiction, has effect on access to domain name systems. And what I have done is that I have drafted the statement based on that group, but kind of made it a very general statement. I did not go in, through all the issues that we are facing in the region, because, well, I have expressed those in the group as well. So I don't think we need to go with the details. So let me, is it okay if I share the Google Doc, or we are in this at the stage of finalizing the statement. It's a very short statement, so one page. I think that's about the right length so that people read it. And what I did was to focus on the work of the group on sanctions, because that's where the group was supposed to come to a conclusion. And last week, unfortunately, it did not come to a conclusion yet. Someone intervened and they want some text added. So, but then the recommendations for the sanctions is very good and very complete. So I thought that we just commend their work and say that as a region mostly affected with ICANN jurisdiction, we support these recommendations. Now, I'm hoping that before Abu Dhabi, these recommendations get approved. But the work of the group is not, the jurisdiction group is not done yet. They are going to talk about CCPLDs too. The trouble is that, and that is why I have not mentioned the trouble of ICANN jurisdiction and CCPLDs, is that some argue that the CCNSO is in charge of that, and this group does not have any mandate. Now, if the group wants, we can mention the problems that ICANN jurisdiction has created for CCTLD, for .ir specifically, and also Syrian CCTLD. We could do that and add it to the statement. Now, if we do that, it will be a little bit controversial. What I have tried to do in this statement is to be as much as possible general and fact-based, and refer to the work of this jurisdiction group, and kind of like have a supporting statement. If we want, we can add that at the CCTLD. But now we are at the stage of finalizing it with the smaller group, and then we are going to send it after we resolve our comments. We are going to send it tomorrow to the Middle East mailing list. If I can also add the link to the Adobe Connect if you want to the Google Doc. But that's about it. So I thought a short and sweet statement would be good, and we can get quicker to the point, and everyone will read it. Now, I'm just going to paste the Google Doc here, and look forward to your comments.
Thank you, Farzana. Tijani, would you like to complement what Farzana has said?
Yes, do you hear me?
Yes.
Do you hear me, Walid? Okay.
Yes, we can
thank
hear
you very much. Thank you very much. As you know, Farzana kindly accepted to chair the drafting team and to submit the first draft. We got some comments, not a lot, but I think we will have much more today. Including my comments, so that it will be finalized by tomorrow at 12, I think, UTC, and then sent to the list, to the large list, so that you will receive comments from all the Middle East region community. I think that the first draft addressed in a good way the issue we want to address, and I hope that all the comments that we receive will complete and make it more agreed by everyone, so that we will not have a lot of problems agreeing on it in Abu Dhabi. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So this is basically a review of what has been done so far. So hopefully the rest of the community and the group will get the text of the draft, and then thereafter they can begin commenting. I'm not sure if we have any thoughts or questions about this subject, but if there are any, please, Fahd, you can moderate the floor and allow them to chime in.
Yeah, thank you, Walid. Thank you, Walid. So we have a question from Hadi. Hadi, go ahead. Hadi, we can't hear you. You are on mute. Okay, so Hadi is not responding, and Walid, we don't have...
Hello?
Yes, Hadi. Hello? Yes, Hadi, go ahead. Yes.
Okay, so first I would like to thank Farzana for sharing the group. I would like to point out, like as Tijani, I'm still to put in my comments. I would like to address the issue that there is another group working on the same issue. The challenge that I see with the statement is that it is already the work of a subgroup within Workstream 2. Therefore, I believe that our statement should be a totally independent point of view that does not refer to, relate to, or by any means depend on the work of the jurisdiction group. And my reason for this is that, first off, it could be regarded as an interference with their work. Second, the jurisdiction subgroup work is still work in progress. That is, it is incomplete. If we depend on it or use it, our statement could be totally false. One, because the subgroup did not finish the work yet, and two, because we are not part of the group, therefore we might misinterpret or misunderstand some of their work, as it is not final yet. And in all cases, the objective of the Middle East space and statement is to relay our own point of view, which is independent of others' work, in my opinion. I must note that I find the first chapter very good part, and yes, and, we will finalize it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Hadia. Farzana, you're
yes.
next.
Go ahead.
Farzana?
Okay. Hadia, I understand where you're coming from. But the thing is that if we are going to do a totally independent, first of all, I am a part of that group very actively. I am following the group, and Tijani is also a part of the group. So, we have expressed the issues of Middle East in the jurisdiction group and have been actively contributing. I understand your point, and I think it has some merits. The trouble I see with it, and not like just going with our own kind of like general statement, which I have tried to do, and not acknowledging the jurisdiction group work, which is very much related to this statement, and that's why we wanted to talk about it, is that they might argue that, so why are you making this statement? This group is working on it, and they're coming up with recommendations. So I think we could expand this statement and talk about the issues that we are facing in the region, and then say that ICANN should pay attention to these issues, but then the jurisdiction group is still discussing it. What we could do is that we can come up with a strong support of the recommendations that are being discussed at the jurisdiction group about OFAC. And say these are good recommendations and we support them. And then also add something else to and also I have also expressed our in the statement I've mentioned the problems that sometimes some groups face with technical training. They don't receive technical training because of the sanctions and ICANN jurisdiction. So we could also add that as another issue which the group is not discussing. But completely not addressing what the group is doing, I don't think it is practical. And also, I think we can have a much less controversial statement if we mention the work of the group than not. That's what it says.
Okay. So
thank you, Farzana. Tijani, you're next.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, Walid, go ahead.
I already have
okay.
your
thank you very much. Hadia. Okay.
Go ahead, Tijani, go ahead.
Hadia,
sorry.
I understand your point. Yes, I understand your point, but what is the aim of our statement? What is the aim of this space at all? It is to make our voice heard. And where we will make our voice heard? It is in the groups where the issue is discussed. It is also at the board. It is also at the community, because there will be, it's true that perhaps we will finish the work of the working group on this point before Abu Dhabi. But the statement, the recommendations will go to the public comment, and we need to influence the comments of people. We have to express our point of view, and also at the board level. So the aim of this exercise is to make our voice heard. We need to comment on the finding of the working group, of the subgroup. It is something that we are targeting, because by commenting on it, we try to influence the decision. We will send also this our statement to the subgroup if the work is not finished yet, but we will send it to the other parts, so that we try to influence, we try to give our point of view, to make our point of view heard. I don't think that we have to be far away from the findings of the subgroup. In this case, we will not reach our goal. We need to work to address the work of the subgroup, so that our point of view about this work will be heard. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Hadia, you're next.
Okay, so I do agree with Farzana and Tijani that we should acknowledge the work of the group. And I think the first statement in the graph does acknowledge their work. Second, the statement that I see, of course, we will not come with anything new, because the issues are obvious and known. My only point was not to depend on the work, but Tijani, I agree with you that commenting on the work could be beneficial. However, I don't see how this is possible because their work is not done yet. In progress, but let's see what we come up with.
Okay.
May I have a
go ahead? Go ahead.
Yes, it's preferable that we do our comment when the work is not yet finished, because in this case we will influence the subgroup, the decision in the subgroup. And this is better in my point of view. Unfortunately, this time, perhaps we will have the work finished before Abu Dhabi. But as I said, there will be also the public comment, there will be the approval of the board, etc., to influence at other levels. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. I believe, had we Manal in the queue or not anymore? If so, okay, she is saying that I assume we are not discussing the substance now. Yes, she is correct. The main idea is the general view of the draft, but the substance will come up as we review the draft. So over time, now you will be able to respond and contribute to the draft when it's out to the whole community. Okay, so I think we've satisfied more or less the main idea behind the space and the draft. I don't recall if we had shown the rest of the community the schedule for the space. Tijani, I believe you have proposed the schedule, and it has received the approval of those involved. Would you like to reflect on that or not? Or is that already known?
Yes. Yes. No, it is not known. Thank you, Walid. The agenda for the space in Abu Dhabi is not yet sent. There was discussion between me, Baher, Walid, etc., about it. And I have almost shaped it. I will send it very soon to the list for information and also for approval. If you have any kind of remark, you can make it, so that we will have the final agenda. It will be mainly a welcome address and an opening address, and then it will be the guest speakers, and we will try to invite both the CEO and the board vice chair, who is from the Middle East. And we will also invite the chair of the subgroup. And then we'll have Farzana address introducing the subject, and one of the drafting team reading the statement, which is in the hands of all the participants, since we will print it and distribute it in the room. And then the largest time will be allocated to the discussion of the statement and the modification, and then the approval of the statement. So that's it.
Thank you very much. I believe this is in line with general policy or structures of spaces in this regard. Is that correct? Yes, that's good. I mean, I just thought you based this on earlier experiences with the similar spaces, because personally I have not been involved in this before, so, but it's your experience that gives us good way of approach to this. That's very good. Fantastic. So I think that we have...
Of course, it is based on...
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you very much. In this case, then we can move on to the next item, agenda item, since we're running out of time. So the next agenda item, if you can flip the next slide, it will be about the actual event. It's the Middle East call or meeting that will take place. That is on the screen, as I can see it on my shared screen. So what we have here is basically an already set agenda that we have shared with you. I don't know if you can open the document that Michael had kindly put together on the document. I can also post, I can't post actually, but if someone can post from the actually shared document, the agenda that we have, which starts at 15:15, if that is correct. I'd like to first confirm with Fahd the exact date. If you know the exact date, Fahd, you can let us know about when the actual session will start.
Yes, thanks, Walid. So this is Fahd for the record. So initially we had made a submission to actually host the Middle East space on Wednesday and the strategy working group session on Thursday. However, nothing is final yet. There has been some internal flips internally, let's say, in the agenda. We are currently negotiating with our colleagues to actually have both the strategy working group session and the Middle East space on Wednesday. Again, nothing is final and nothing is confirmed yet. We just want to make sure that none of our sessions actually conflict with sessions from other sister regions such as Africa and Asia Pacific. So yeah, initially for now we can say that it's well, but it's not final. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Fahd. Yes, it's very important that we don't conflict with other sessions or are not parallel with other regions. That's so quite important. But overall, if we were to decide on the time, then the structure of the agenda is already in the shared document. So if you check the document, it gives you a description, a welcome for 5 minutes, and then an update from ICANN staff. This is the usual thing that we get from the implementation team. And then we will have the thematic topics. So far we have 4 topics that have been proposed. The first would be about the effectiveness and impact of the strategy working group, and this is where Shukri and Zakir and Michael can collaborate on finding or distributing tasks to decide how to approach this. It might be about stakeholder engagement, outreach, improving members' engagement, and implementation efforts. This will have to be reviewed earlier so that we don't exceed the limited time. It's just 10 minutes, so that's very crucial. Second is basically about assessing the strengthening of the DNS industry. And this is where Hadia will and Khulood might collaborate, perhaps Khulood remotely, and Hadia will be there, and it will discuss issues about the marketplace, the startups, the market economy, and opportunities and challenges for the region. Would you, would any of the mentioned names want to chime in? Just let me know so that you can raise your hand anytime. And the third is basically improving regional academic engagement. This has been attributed to Hadia, who will in turn collaborate with Habib Youssef. I don't know if we have confirmation from Habib Youssef concerning his role here. Did you get confirmation, Hadia? Perhaps you can get the floor if you wish. Okay, if Hadia is not with us, then...
Well, actually, we, no, I haven't. I actually haven't got a confirmation from Habib yet. I thought maybe Baha or some one of you guys would contact him, but I will.
Okay, good. So at least we can have a view as backup plan in case Habib doesn't make it. We hope that he can because he's involved quite significantly in this part, particularly in the education network of Tunisia. So that should be arranged, and hopefully we have enough time for that. The final topic so far is about side effects on censoring mobile applications. And I just received from Fahd that he has, in fact, confirmed, which is very good news. So Habib is confirmed, which is great. Yeah, so the fourth topic is side effects of censoring mobile apps in the DNS industry in the region, and this is where Mehdi had proposed this. He initially had ideas about the involvement of politics and political disputes. I have personally tried to get this out because it might lead to branching out of the topic, of the main topic, which is about encouraging in DNS industry. So I don't know if is Mehdi on the line with us, if he'd like to bring something up. Is he available? Maybe not. Okay. Maya, he is available. If you'd like to chime in, Mehdi, are you fine and willing to present some thoughts? Okay, so...
Yeah, well, it's actually Mehdi says that he's in a noisy place, probably, and he can't talk.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe he can type in something in the room, and in the meantime, we actually have a question from Farzana or an intervention from Farzana. Farzana, the floor is yours.
Yes.
Thank you. I think it's a good idea to talk about sanctions and DNS industry as a broader thing, but are we limiting ourselves to ICANN mandate, or do we want to also discuss, for example, registrars' arbitrary policies that affect our region and our access to domain names? For example, a couple of years ago, the Iranian customers, a domain name register, and their domain names, they received an email that it's going to be canceled. They have to transfer it because the registrar was moving to the U.S. And they were applying sanctions. They were following sanction rules. And now we have another situation in the Netherlands now, that the registrar suddenly arbitrarily, we don't know why, they just say because of the international community feelings towards Iran, they want to also cancel the domain names of the Iranians and ask them to move. I know, Matthew, I just meant resell. So, but what we need to consider is that the reseller case, which happened 4 years ago because of its ties to the U.S., and now happened recently, last month, it's not really ICANN's policy.
that is at stake. It is actually the registrar that arbitrarily decides to just cancel because of, you know, they might have ties to the U.S. or with like vague reasons. Now, do we want to express this? Do we want to discuss this at an ICANN meeting? Although it might not be related to ICANN policy, I think we should do something about it. I just don't know where and if at an ICANN meeting, maybe it's better because, you know, we have a reach to the registrar at ICANN meetings. They attend ICANN meetings. So we could, so yes, Zachary, the reseller club, that was the issue 4 years ago when the reseller club actually moved to the U.S. But at the moment, Resello, which became a branch of Reseller Club and moved to the Netherlands to just kind of not to face sanctions, just suddenly decided to change the policy. Now, my point is that this is not necessarily connected to ICANN policy, but we have a space to talk about it and we can actually reach the registrars. Do we want to do this at ICANN space? I think if we are clear on, we know that this might not be related to ICANN policy, but we want to discuss it anyway because registrars are here and they should hear our views. I'm for it.
Okay, so I think it's a question that you might be considered internally. I mean, for me, as on a personal level, I really don't mind. And it's just that I'm concerned about time limits. We need to fit everything within 10 minutes in that slot. But of course, you have the Middle East space where you can have discussions that are more open. And it might also be linked somehow to the jurisdiction aspect, not necessarily geographically, but perhaps in terms of how far they can be involved in with registrar actions and how one can protest registrars. So I leave that to you to discuss perhaps among yourselves and also share on the list. But if there's anyone else who'd like to chime in, then they are totally welcome. I understand that 10 minutes is going to be quite difficult to fit in all these ideas. And so if you'd like to put in, and this is good practice in general, put in bullet points, somewhat like very brief statements, sentences that you would consider essential to include in your 10 minutes. That would be a good way to keep to your priorities. And if something else is added, then it shouldn't take too much effort. Or even if it's cut, it won't affect the overall aim of the slot. So anyone else would like to chime in on this topic or other thematic topics? I see that Zeka is on the line. You'd like to chime in perhaps about your own thematic topic on empowering of the effort of the strategy working group or others?
Hi, Wally.
Or Michael. Michael, yes. If it's Michael, then you're welcome.
Hi, Wally. Hi everybody,
yep,
this is Michael. In case, I'll just very, very briefly discuss something, and that is that one of the points of the session that I was really looking forward to is really establishing ourselves as a group of people working on these issues in the Middle East. I don't know how many people within the community know that we do this work. So whenever I put on the agenda talking about outreach and whatnot, I want that to connect to the subgroups that we formed, and I want this session to be almost like an introductory session to that subgroup, because I'm hoping that I've been talking to different people in the community, one of which is, for instance, Jad Al-Sham, who is part of this group. He's working with Ripen CC. Ripen CC will be at, like usual, they'll be in Abu Dhabi, and of course there's the Dubai meeting right beforehand. You know, I want us to see how can we do more work together? Where do they need us? Where, you know, and not just them, obviously ISOC as well, you know, Salam is going to be there. and various other groups. You know, how can we coordinate better? Part of this for me is because IGMENA now is not working anymore. I mean, it's no longer, you know, able to do this kind of work in the region. So because of that, I feel a sense of, you know, there's this void now that I think we need to fill. And so by outreach and engagement, it's kind of like, okay, how can we use our then existing resources and continue to do this work? Obviously, our remit is and our mandate is limited to DNS related issues and whatnot. But at the same time, you know, obviously this is connected to internet governance in general. And the fact is, you know, most of us are, you know, do multiple things, you know, within the ecosystem, whether it's, you know, we're involved in ISOC and we're involved in, you know, domain names and we're involved in this and that. So it's kind of like, how can we better coordinate? And then how can we then, you know, be a resource for those organizations and for each other doing this work in the region? So I think kind of aside from just being an introductory session to that, it's kind of maybe we could also do some brainstorming as to, okay, how can we, you know, how do we contribute? That's kind of general what I was thinking as a kid. I don't know if you have something to add, but that's kind of where I wanted to go with that tiny part of the agenda in Abu Dhabi.
Thank you, Michael. Very well clearly said. I don't know if Zakir is on the line. He might want to contribute. I also agree with you in that there needs to be a very clear direction for that topic, because they will always get pushback about ICANN's mandate, and there will be limits to how far you can go. So it's very important that you coordinate among yourselves and then take it forward. Is it Zakir on the line now? Hello? I hear voices, but I'm not sure if it's Zakir. So if he's not on the line, then we can proceed to the rest of the agenda. I think we've taken quite a lot for this segment. So I believe Beher will take it forward from this point onward. Please, Beher, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you, Waleed. Hi, everyone. Just very quickly on ICANN 60 and preparations leading up to ICANN 60. Actually, this week we are in Dubai running a sort of community roundtable with stakeholders and a local community on ICANN and ICANN 60, just to raise awareness about the meeting and encourage participation from local community. We're organizing this roundtable next Thursday with the TRA, the Telecom Regulatory Authority of United Arab Emirates, and with participation also from some members of the ICANN community, from various groups, from business, from at-large, among others. And we're also communicating with several universities in United Arab Emirates, trying to organize workshops with students and faculties before and maybe during ICANN 60. So far, we got maybe a confirmation from one or two of them. We'll let you know more about this once we have the full schedule of engagement with universities. We might be running a workshop this week, actually, but still pending final approval from the university. During the week of the ICANN 60 and on Thursday on on Saturday, October 28th, GAC will be running a capacity development workshop for GAC members from the Middle East. This is similar to a workshop that took place earlier in the year in Nairobi, Fiji, and other places. So this will be a half-day event, and it's being organized with the GAC Working Group on Underserved Regions. There will also be a session for newcomers attending the Public Safety Working Group. The Public Safety Working Group is one of the GAC working groups. It's mainly concerned with issues related to law enforcement and DNS security aspects. And they're going to have a one-hour session for those attending from security agencies, departments, etc., from the region, also to raise awareness about what the group's mandate is, and to encourage membership from across across the region. One other update in the next couple of weeks, we will be publishing a report titled Accelerating the Digital Economy in the Middle East, North Africa, and Turkey. This report is commissioned by ICANN, and it basically looks at the dynamics of the current digital economy landscape in the region, building on the Greasing the Wheels report that was published 4 years ago, and also building on some of the recommendations that came in the Middle East DNS market study that was published a couple of years ago. The report will be published in a couple of weeks, and announcement will be made, and you will see the announcement. We will be sharing with you more details about it as well. So this is another event that is going to happen in the lead up to ICANN 60. Also, the one other event that the ISP constituency, the ISP and connectivity providers constituency, this is part of the GNSO, they're organizing a an event during the ICANN week, the ICANN 60 week, for ISPs and policymakers from across the region. That will take place on Monday, October 30th. After the opening ceremony. So this is another activity that is also being organized for and mainly targeting audience from within the region. So I think that's it for me. Thank you. Thank you, Alid, and of course happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Bahar. I believe that this is a very good introduction to efforts being done. But what I understand now is that this is a very good moment. The momentum is with us as the region is hosting this. I don't know if you have any further advice before for those preparing, because this might be the last opportunity for us as we approach the date of the meeting. Anything that you could offer those coming?
I can see Hadia is raising her hand.
Yes, please, Hadia, go ahead.
Okay, so I don't actually have a... Wait.
I just wanted to share with the group an activity that the center conducted about 10 days ago. It's a domain name hackathon, and to the best of my knowledge, it is the first hackathon that with generic top-level domain domain zone files. Participants mainly came from faculties of engineering and computer science, and I hear that they did not even know what the DNS was. Students were introduced to the DNS from the industry aspect as well as from a technical point of view. After that, they were asked to use generic top-level domain zone files or file to come up with statistics or useful information. The hackathon proved to be a very unique, interesting, and useful experience, as the students were able to use their technical information to come up with industry and marketing related information. And one of the groups began with a research about the existing statistics on the industry. They looked at VeriSign's latest reports. They wanted to know explanations for the statistics that they saw and tried to use it to predict the market trends. They wrote a script that uses the zone file to get data from it, and then analyze this data with IBM Watson, and then try to use it to predict the market trend. So this was like any couple of
I think the voice is breaking a bit. I'm not sure if we can hear.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Hadi, so your voice was breaking towards the end, so maybe if you can repeat the last maybe 15 seconds or so.
Okay. I was talking about one of the projects, and I said that the students, they wrote a script that used the zone file, a zone file to get data from it, and then they analyzed this data using IBM Watson, and then they used this to come up with some market trends or predictions. Yeah, that's it for me, and thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Hadia. Seems very, very interesting. I'd love to hear more. I can see that we are already reaching the end of almost 5 more minutes. I'd like to take this opportunity to encourage you to begin thinking of how to strategize this event, since it is in the region. It will be very, very useful to ensure that you get the most out of it. I already have my own plans, but welcome you to contribute as much as possible in each of your domains. I'd like to remind you that there will be an ISOC meeting as well. Maybe Salam is on the line. If she's not, no, I don't see her with us, but she is preparing on the 29th, I believe, the afternoon, the Come Together networking event. And there will also be other meeting opportunities, networking opportunities, so make the best out of this for all of you. There are four more minutes for any other business. If you have anything to add, then you're welcome. Let's see if there are any raised hands. Going once, going twice. Okay, I don't see any raised hands. So maybe it's about to close today. Thank you, everyone, and I wish you the very best in preparing for ICANN 60, and I hope to see as many of you as possible or see you online. Thank you, and have a great day.